Now, if you don't have the time or inclination to make something for your love, there's always the gift of music.
Nothing more than feelings.
And second thought, that music might get you sent to sleep on the couch. But at least you'll have annoying music to keep you company, which introduces Jim Nader, host of the Annoying Music Show, produced at WBEZ in Chicago and carried on local public stations across the country, who thumb their nose at the notion of a fairness doctrine. How are you, Jim?
Scott, I feel like wavy gravy in a mushroom patch.
That's well said. Whatever you
say. I don't even know if mushrooms grow in a patch or not.
Mushrooms grow at Whole Foods, if I'm not mistaken. They're in the vegetable section. Now, who are these people singing?
This is the Welsh Allman's Choir doing the classic Feelings for Valentine's Day, and it's both beautiful and so wrong on so many levels.
So the Welsh Men's Choir sings in English, not Welsh, huh? I guess they sing in all languages.
Yes, they thought the original interpretation of this was the best, and I agree.
You have something to introduce us to, right?
Well, yes. Valentine's Day, love songs. The 1970s were the golden age of annoying music. And many think the Captain and Tennille's original love songs could not be topped for annoyance until a man from Pakistan came along.
Love will keep us together. Think of me, babe, whenever.
You know, I think they figured out a way to flush Osama bin Laden out of those tribal areas in Pakistan. Who is the artist?
The artist allegedly is Piranha Man from Pakistan. He's a successful Chicago entrepreneur in everything but singing.
Well, we're glad
we love him here.
We're glad to be able to feature him, and our thanks for his artistic contribution. You have another one, right?
Oh, I do, Scott. I've got 2 or 3 hours worth if you've got enough time. I do.
But we do have other things to go on to, but all right, yes, please. A few minutes, yes.
Well, Scott, Valentine's Day, after all, is about embracing love. And as Scripture states, there is no greater love than to give one's life for a chicken.
What is this? When a man loves a chicken song or something? What is it?
Yes, this is When a Man Loves a Chicken by Robert River. You have guts because when I was on CNN, they wouldn't play this.
Well, yeah, I know.
Something about Wolf Blitzer and a rooster incident. I don't know. But I'm thrilled you have the gumption to lose your license.
Our friend Wolf is a little sensitive about that rooster. I think it's safe to say.
You know, Scott, this goes both ways because man loves chicken, but chicken can also love man.
Now, Jim, I want to take advantage of the fact that I happen to know you speak Poultro American. Could you translate these lyrics for us? I think we'd all understand the song and be moved by it if you could.
I think they speak for themselves, but I also think...
It's like Yiddish, isn't it? You know, you don't really have to know the language to know what it means.
It's very similar to German, I think.
And tastes like chicken.
I think you might be getting PETA for an underwriter soon.
God forbid, how did they get this chicken to sing?
Oh, by the way, Scott, before I forget, I have a question.
Sure.
Will you be doing as you do every Valentine's Day tonight, buying chocolates and flowers, dressing up, and taking Caroline to Taco Bell? I can just imagine this magical moment.
I like tacos. I like tacos.
Yum, yum, yum.
Oh, this is the Rick Bayless chorus, by the way.
Oh, the Taco Bell canon.
Yeah,
That's Rick coming in right there. Deanne, Lainey, right.
Too bad we don't have time for the big burrito ending, but what are you going to do?
I believe the president...
I'm so jealous of you and Caroline in the evening you're going to have.
Hey, I find that song very moving.
Well, at about 4 in the morning, it's very moving, but that's all enough.
Now, of course, you have something that's included for children?
Yes. There's nothing more beautiful than the love of a son for a mother, and on Valentine's Day, I think...
be careful, Jim. I have no idea what you're going to play, but just be careful. That's a sacred relationship you're talking about. Okay, yes.
No, this is a young man in our Annoying Music Show Witness Protection Program.
Did you ever know that you're my hero? And everything I would like to be. I can find her there. Cause you are the wind beneath my wings.
Well, unlike you and me, wouldn't a mother still find that endearing?
Oh, yes. Yes. And actually, it was Little Rick's mom that sent me the CD. And I said, did you know this was the Annoying Music Show? And she said, yes, but no one else will give us airplay.
So this is an actual little boy, Little Rick?
Yeah. But I've agreed not to release his full name for the protection of innocence everywhere.
Yes. No, I think that's wise under the circumstances. But a little boy singing out his heart for his mother, I think that's nice.
Well, that's why you're Scott Simon.
I've been wondering what the answer is to that. Jim Nader is host and chief culprit of the Annoying Music Show. That's done out of WBEZ in Chicago. Jim, thanks so much, and happy Valentine's Day to you.
Ditto.
Remember when you couldn't wait to love me, used to hate to leave me. Now, after loving you late at night, when it's good for you and you're feeling all right, why, you just roll over and turn out the light. And you don't bring me flowers.
The Great Liberace. This is Weekend Edition. I'm Scott Simon.